With this new war happening, I'm wondering how Disney's draft is going to go. Now, obviously, NBA is going to be going straight to China. And that's probably all the NBA. Like, we probably won't have NBA for much longer. It'll probably be the CNBNA, NBA. My bad. The CNBA. So, we're going to have the Chinese National Basketball Association. Maybe it'll just be the China Basketball Association. Basketball Association of China. The BAC. We're gonna have the BAC. They're obviously gonna get all the Lakers, and they can move LA straight over there, I guess, with all the Lakers and all the LA people. That'd be cool. Just uproot the whole place and fly it on over. But what happens with the Mickey Mouse Club? Or Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. Are we splitting them up? Are we splitting hairs here? So, is Mickey gonna stay, but Pluto is designated to China, but China doesn't want it? So, does Pluto get his own show in Russia? Does Mickey's obviously got some problems with Pooh, but Mickey can make more money in China? Does Mickey tell the fat bear, "Well, you might as well just hang out over here, and I'm gonna go to China and fucking make some money." And then Pooh's like, "Oh, bother! What, you gonna leave me and Piglet here to run the 100-acre hunt, United States of America? Oh, bother! Why would you do this to me, Mickey, Mr. Mouse? Don't you fucking talk back to me like that, you fat piece of shit bear! You diabetic piece of shit! Go and eat some more honey, you son of a bitch!" And then, Tigger's gonna be all cracked out, being like, "The wonderful thing about Tigger, the tops are made out of fentanyl, the bottoms are made out of crack." And then Tigger's gonna put a stronghold on all the urban neighborhoods. Let's see, we could keep Goofy, I guess, but his son is a little bit of a dipshit. He probably needs to go off to, let's send his son and his son's friends off to Russia. Make them have some hard times, little fuckers riding their skateboards around and everything. And then what do we got? The Marvel Universe. We could split them up. I mean, China could have Shang-Chi, and Russia could have fuck it, the franchise is over. Let's let Russia have Captain America, and I guess they could have the Winter Soldier. Spider-Man's probably going to get drafted to China. China. They're going to make a lot more money off of Spider-Man than what we would. They also probably have the taller buildings for him to swing off of. "Huh, my name is Peter Parker." And yeah, Spider-Man's going to be turned into an anime. And what else do we got? Iron Man? Obviously, Iron Man's fucking American, man. America, baby. I am Iron Man. What are the railroads made off of? Fucking iron. Where are the railroads? Where were they at? Fucking America. I know there's railroads in other places, but whatever. We get Iron Man. I don't think Putin needs anything really strong like Hulk or Thor. So those ones can't go to him. I mean, we're gonna have to just hang on to Thor and Hulk over here in America and let the Captain Marvel, I mean, we could give her to China. We give all the women ones to China. We know how China feels about their women. And then, let's see, what else do we got? Star Wars. Where does Star Wars go? Are we gonna split up the franchises, guy? This is what I'm wondering. Okay, now we got this Disney draft. It's gonna split up with NBA, who NBA's not gonna split. They're gonna stay a whole package deal. Okay, and then you also got Disney. Are we splitting off Pixar and Disney? Because us, the United States, we should probably have the fucking Toy Story, seeing how no one else has toys. And I guess since, all this hoopla about oil, we could just go ahead and give cars to one of we could give them to China or Russia, whatever. Cars could go to there, and then they get their ka-chow, ka-chow. And what else? Man, do we keep Pixar? Do we just send Pixar over there so that way they could cry every Pixar movie whenever they realize that that you know we're just dumb people and we cried at cartoons. So Wreck-It Ralph, if Ralph goes over there with Ralph recently breaking the internet, I don't know if Ralph would do well in Russia. Wreck-It Ralph is kind of like Putin's theme going on into the Ukraine. Like, as soon as they're like, sir, we are at the Ukraine border, he's like, I'm gonna wreck it! And then takes off and starts doing his own thing. So, is this episode offensive enough yet? Or is it just thrown off the air? Who knows? This is the intro. But we are doing the Disney draft. And holy fuck, I forgot. What about Mickey Mouse House? What about... Are we splitting up Justin Timberlake? Because we should get Timberlake. We could give them fucking Britney Spears. And we could give them Christina Aguilera. We get Ryan Gosling, of course. I think he was in the Mickey Mouse House. But that's where I'm standing out on this. I mean, what do you guys think? Who do we get in this draft? I think that Pooh is going to be our designated leader because Mickey Mouse is going to be the capitalist in China. I think that the NBA gets China. I think that Tigger is going to be the mob hitman pit boss who's running all the fucking urban neighborhoods. What about Mike Wazowski? What about Sully? What about Bolt? What about the fucking Little Mermaid and all the classics? Where are they going? I mean, is it right to say that in this draft, one of them's going to be getting Lion King and people are going to be a little bit offended about that? Maybe. But we got to do this goddamn draft. We got to draw up some columns. We got to figure this out. Where do we distribute all of these things? So that way it could either be beneficial to the people there or just kind of like a subliminal fuck you. What can we do? Help, Mickey Mouse. Well, you know, I'm not really too worried about it because I'm just going to keep on reproducing the same shit. And maybe in the next couple of years, I'm going to have a Cinderella and that Cinderella's going to be a trans. And then after that Cinderella's a trans and we go through that franchise, we're going to de-transify them. And then they're going to have a Cinderella wandering around and she's going to be crying about how the first three movies, she got her dick cut off and now she don't want her dick cut off. And we're going to go through the whole story. This is a pretty fun intro. I'm Dipshit Dal, this is Daily Dumbass, and this is going to be the Disney draft pick. Disney War draft. In other news, the White House just recently, this week, prepped 60 of the top TikTokers of these United States. They briefed them on some, security information about the Ukraine-Russian situation that you may have heard about by now. Now, the thing is about that is I don't understand what they think's going to happen. They disclose this information with these TikTokers. The TikTokers ask them questions. Now, next week, you're probably going to see a line of help the Ukraine dances. Now, I don't understand how... they're reaching out to TikTokers to share information. If they wanted to reach out to 60 top podcasts, that information would be distributed a lot better. If they want, but that would go against their narrative. So now it's going to be breaking news coming from TikTokers who's speaking to 12-year-olds. So now the White House thinks that our 12-year-olds who are on TikTok should be the ones to relay these messages back to us for us to understand them fully. Instead of just, you know, because they're not going to let the news platform put out whatever they want to put out because they've been wrong and they have a whole running tally sheet on Reddit of how many times they have been wrong. So they're not going to let them put out the major things. The news people are going to be forced to get on TikTok to follow these TikTokers to figure out what the White House has told them. But I don't understand how come they couldn't find 60 podcasts. I know it's a whole thing because podcasts have been deemed dum-dums
by the main media narrative. But if the White House wanted the information to be put out to adults, I mean, even if you hit up like 10 in each genre of podcast, because if you talk to the true crime fuckers, they're going to want 1,000 questions and no one's going to be able to get anything in. I feel like in that Zoom meeting, if it was all podcasters, like the 60 people, if it was all podcasters in there, that the people that do true crime would probably be like the guy who I used to go to film school with, who his name was Charles. And anytime the teacher was like, okay, your assignment is that you need to set up a photo shoot and have a front light, a backlight, and have it perfectly exposed. He's like, so are you saying the lights need to be in a certain place? And they're like, no, I'm saying that you need to set it up so that way the lights are, it takes a good fucking picture. And he's like, so are you saying which exposure we should have the camera on? And they're like, no, I'm just saying, like, take a couple decent pictures and diagram how you have the light set up. Well, what if I've taken pictures in a couple different areas and it's not exactly how the diagram is showed? And they're like, Charles, all you have to do is diagram however it is that you're going to take a picture. But what if I turn in a picture and I don't have a diagram for how that picture was turned in? Well, then you're not going to get full credit for it. Even if that photograph is a Pulitzer-winning photograph. They said, we don't give a fuck, Charles. Like, this is what we're doing. I feel like if they were in a briefing Zoom call with all these TikTokers, that the true crime people would be like, or the woke brigade would be like, but what about the, and where do these people get their views from? And why is it that, I just feel like they would be asking a bunch of stupid questions. But if they took, just choose 6 different genres of podcasts, and you get 10 different podcasts in on that. I understand they don't want Rogan to be the one to share the news with everyone. Fine. Give 60 other people the breaking news stories that's going to give him less views. The guy doesn't give a fuck whether or not he's the top podcast. He doesn't want to be the top podcast, but like the people trust what he's telling them because it's coming from multiple people. And it's like, if he is wrong, he'll come on the next episode and admit that he's wrong. But I don't understand, why is it that we're going to TikTokers so that way we could create a Russian-Ukraine dance-off? And unless we're going to try and solve this war stomp the yard style, I don't feel like TikTokers are the right people to be briefing. And guess what? I don't want to be getting my news sources that came from the White House from my 12-year-old who's watching TikTok. You understand that there's a little bit of a difference. Like we don't want our news coming from Facebook because then all the psychopaths that are on Facebook are relaying the news to us. Well, we also don't want the news going out on TikTok because then all the psychopaths who we are raising are going to relay the news to us. So why don't you just relay the news out to the same, like, middle of the lane people? If you're going to the woke people, they're going to put a woke spin on it. Just go to the funny podcast, okay? Go to the funny pages and have them just put a, like, here, you're going to put out these facts, but put your fun spin on it. Fun with it. We don't give a fuck. But no, brace yourselves. We're going to have Stomp the Ukrainian Yard coming out this coming week. And Stomp the Yard 2.0, you know, with whatever fucking music they have. But that's where we're at, is we're going to have our next branch of breaking news sources is going to be fucking TikTokers. So, is it safe to say that the whole entire world has crumbled? Maybe, possibly. Dude, homeboy was standing outside of my work the other day giving out a book called America in Prophecy. Will America Always Be Free? And it says it's by the number one best-selling author. I have yet to even open it, but the dude was handing it out and talking about apocalyptic shit coming. And he kind of looked like the preacher off of Little Nicky. But, you know, I'm gonna read this book and see what this guy has to say. That's what I got for now. And be on the lookout, if you're on TikTok, for any of the Ukrainian-Russian dance-offs. Maybe they're going to be dressed up like Soviet spies and, like, do some classy river dances, or I don't know what the fuck they do. I'm Dipshit Dallas, the Daily Dumbass.